Wake up, Classy 97. It's Josh and Chelsea. We've got the 29th annual Melaleuca Freedom Celebration. It's coming up in just a matter of days, and the man behind the whole thing is in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Frank Vandersloot.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your program.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
We've got to dive in a little bit here because I'm really excited for this thing, and I've been growing up, like I grew up in Idaho Falls, and I have seen shows like none other here in Idaho Falls because of what you've been involved involved in with these shows. Do you remember the very first year that you got involved with the fireworks in Idaho Falls?
You betcha.
What was that? What did that feel like when you were like, let's see what's happening here. I see it. I want to get involved. And what did you kind of come out swinging with?
Well, prior to that, I came from Vancouver, and we did the fireworks show in Vancouver, Washington. And it was one of the largest in the nation back then. So I kind of brought that tradition with me, and I saw what they were doing here in Idaho Falls, and I thought, well, we could do better. And so we talked to the folks in the city, and they said, you bet you could do this. So at that time, the Stadium of Fire in Provo was kind of the thing for Utah. And we said, let's copy their model a little bit. So we tried it. Mm-hmm. We actually had the Osmonds here.
No kidding.
And we did it in Ravston Stadium.
Really?
But we quickly learned that it had tremendous limitations. We couldn't do the real big shells, and you couldn't get as big audience as we wanted. But that was the first Melaleuca Freedom Celebration we did. It was 1992.
That's amazing. And so then it moved to kind of on the side of the river, the west bank of the river,
right,
for a lot of years. And now Snake River Landing is where you'll find this year's 29th annual Melaleuca Freedom Celebration.
Yes, Ball Ventures has really put an investment there and made basically it's a huge outdoor theater.
Right.
As far as I know, the largest in the country. It's built specifically for the fireworks.
That's amazing. And you do have, it's over 2 foot football fields long, the platform where you fire an amazing amount of shells from.
Right. It's really 3 football fields long, but we only use 2 football fields.
I see. <Right. laughs>
Better to have more room than not enough,
We have more room to expand.
That's great.
Looking forward to
bigger
the future.
Every year. That's what that means. What can we look forward to, and how have things changed, I guess, from that first year? Obviously, we've moved around. We've got bigger venue. We've got more room. But beyond that, what's changed from first year to 29th year?
Well, so much has changed. You know, the fireworks get better every year. We make the budget a little bit bigger every year.
Yeah.
So that we can, we say it's the largest show, biggest show ever, and we make sure that's true. We know how many shells we did last year, and we know what we did last year. We just expanded a little so that it gets bigger. And so we have bigger shells. The technology has improved. The synchronization has improved. The manufacturing and the colors, the special effects, they get, it's getting better every year. And of course, the budget gets a little bigger.
And this event is truly spectacular. Throughout the development of this Freedom Celebration, how has your family been an integral part of support?
Well, I'll go back to where when I was a kid, my parents, I grew up in a home where, my mom and dad didn't have any money. We didn't have telephone. We didn't have television. So we may have been the only family, we were the last family to get television, black and white. But nevertheless, we were the... we were a couple years behind everybody else. So me and my little sister, when my parents were gone, we had to find our own entertainment. And so if mom and dad left, we would play with fire.
That's
it was just
what
our entertainment. And we put stuff on fire and then pretend we were firemen to put it out. I mean, I got all kinds of, don't let my grandkids hear about these stories. But so the 4th of July, when we had our own sparklers and we got to, we got like 25 firecrackers, each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
They would be illegal today, but they were legal back then. And so we had innovative ways to set them off. And then we made sparklers out of mullein trees. So mullein
cool.
bushes, yeah, it was really
Making
great. If you haven't tried
stuff,
it, you have to be careful.
Amazing.
Don't start fires in the neighborhood. But that was kind of the beginning. And then, of course, it's become a family tradition. All the kids and the grandkids show up. And what's wonderful for me is people from all over the country. The kids come home to see their parents to Idaho Falls. That's a neat thing for us to see. I mean, not only our kids, of course, but tons and tons of families. We hear stories all the time.
Absolutely. So never underestimate the power of creativity when you have free time.
That's right.
Which now translates to a lot of inspiration for families that come to the celebration every year, like you said.
I've always liked fire, and this is kind of the ultimate fire in the sky.
It is for sure. And this year, we're looking at 31 minutes of synchronized music on Classy 97 with an amazing fireworks show, 18,237 shells, 588 per minute or 9.8 shells per second. That's incredible.
Yeah, the best place to watch it, of course, is right there in Snake River Landing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where you're in the show. The ground shakes, so you'll see it, and you will feel it, and you will hear it if you're right there. Mm-hmm. If you're not there, be sure to bring your radio and listen to Classy, because the soundtrack about the history of our country, you know, all synchronized note for note, shell for shell. If you're not listening to that while you're watching, you're missing what the whole event is all about, in my opinion.
Exactly. So to experience the entirety of this event, you want to be able to feel the acoustics, emotionally feel the music, and just sit back and appreciate this great country.
The ground shakes.
Yeah, it's amazing. You wanted to talk a little bit about the fireworks shows themselves that have been last year and this year, the majority made in the USA, which is pretty incredible.
It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
There are fireworks companies now. The shells are much more expensive. They're more colorful. The special effects are amazing, but most companies don't. They're really expensive. So, but we're American. We're celebrating America. So
that's right.
Last year we went almost all American.
Yeah.
And we still reserve, if there's some special effect that we don't do here, somebody's got a patent on something, we still allow for, okay, we'll take that one over there. But the vast majority, almost all America made.
A freedom celebration that supports the country.
Right. That's pretty special. I was looking at a couple of different things, and I was wondering who has the East Coast title for biggest show, because this is the largest 4th of July fireworks show west of the Mississippi. And then my second question is, how do we beat them?
it's a big lift. So when we first started, we tracked the numbers. We said third largest west of the Mississippi. Then we said, you know what? Let's bite it off. Let's do it. Largest show west of the Mississippi. So now we've been watching these other shows. The largest show is New York.
Okay.
There's other big shows: Boston, Washington D.C., Philadelphia. We rival those. We watch those. We're neck and neck with those three. So we're not the largest show in the nation.
Yeah.
The largest show in the nation would be New York.
Okay.
And it's an atrocious, but they spread it all up and down
the harbor, I'm sure.
The harbor. Yeah. I mean, it's way spread out. So you don't get to see, nobody gets to see the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of
sprinkle
it. It's kind of an area that they cover from, a long ways, many, many miles. So, this might be the most shells that anybody will ever see that actually goes up in the sky in the nation.
I would
agree.
You
get to witness yourself, because that one's spread out, but it's definitely a larger show than ours.
Quality over quantity, it sounds like.
Yeah, well,
you have the highest,
and there's plenty
performing.
Of quantity here.
Yes.
in a smaller geographic area, so that's pretty cool.
And I've got to hand it to the Western Fireworks people who have, by the way, worked all year long now with the manufacturers. Some of these shells have been made specifically for Idaho Falls with our show in mind, with the message that we're going to be giving in this 31 minutes. They just do an awesome job. You know, you never get to do a dress rehearsal with
for
fireworks.
Sure, yeah. One fuse.
You light that match and there it goes.
But they do an awesome job creating something that they never really get to see themselves.
It sounds like you have a fantastic team behind you the whole way through.
It's really over the last 30 years, it's developed.
Yeah. I did, you know, like stronger your idea stronger. That you mm-hmm. had during 2020, and I'm sad that it didn't get to come to fruition. But to move it up onto the hill to be able to have everybody watch from it, there would have been such a spectacle is the word I'm looking for.
Well, we had this. Man. We had a great plan, but you know, the fire department, we worked with them. They're very supportive, but they just felt like it was to announce it. We didn't know. It turned out we could have done it because it was wet enough, but it gets really dry up there.
Yeah,
and we could have started some regional fires that. They were worried about that, but and we supported them. They support us, but we didn't get to do it. But it's a great idea.
Oh, it's a fantastic
and,
idea.
You know, safety is a priority. Maybe for 30th anniversary. Maybe. Looking ahead,
all
right?
Over the place. Yeah, pull in New York, do them all over. That'd be a thing. Just lastly here, I know you've got a world record. I've become recently obsessed with world records, and I'm trying to figure out if there's one that I can beat. Congratulations on yours. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And you broke it your own record at one point. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
That's pretty awesome. So I was researching some fireworks world records, and there was one that was just set in January in Abu Dhabi, and it is the longest straight line fireworks display. So I understand it probably took some work to get that far long straight line, but they did just over 22,000 shells to break that record. And you're real close at 18,237.
It's something we may have to look at.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We just got to get another world record. That's all. Well, the 29th annual Melaleuca Freedom Celebration is coming up 4th of July at Snake River Landing. It gets underway right about 10 o'clock. And again, music synchronized on Classy 97. Frank, thank you so much for what you do for the community here with this event, and have for now 30 years, 29th annual, because we missed the 2021. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say thank you to all the folks here in Idaho Falls, Bonneville County, and the whole southeastern Idaho. It's really fun how much support we get for this event. It's just really fun for us. So thank you for that.
And we're excited.
People show up. It's great.
Oh, I don't think we have a problem with people showing up. I think we'll be great. But
and thank you for giving us an opportunity to come together as a community.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's great. We look forward to celebrating the 4th with you. It's coming up on the 4th of July at Snake River Landing. We will see you there.